Hello. Well, here we are at the end of Monday, the first Monday of the month. And it's been a full day, and it will be a very full week, actually. But I'm sure many of you can say the same thing. We had excellent services yesterday again. I had a number of first-time visitors. Arlene, the Cuban lady, was saved several years ago. She just brings people almost every single week. Very needy people, usually, with all kinds of issues, but definitely open and willing to come to church. And yeah, we had for the girls' Sunday school class, they were coming out the windows almost. Our classrooms are pretty small. That's not saying too much, but I think they had a record of nine yesterday, nine little girls in that class. So that's a good thing. The picture is, well, among a number of wonderful things that God is doing, the picture is of Yon and Vero and their son Marco. And you remember maybe a couple of weeks ago that a couple got up in their first service and read an apology letter to the congregation for their testimony over the years and their desire to do things right, and that the church would pray for them. And well, actually they have been for the last well over half a year, have been showing that they were getting their lives back together again, I guess, and their marriage and everything. The little boy there was, his name is Marco. He was born 1 week before we married them. So you can, as I've mentioned it any number of times before, but obviously there was baggage there. And then there, we were able to help them through the first year and a half or so with a lot of intense counseling in there, but it eventually just came all apart. And they were number of years completely separated, all, yeah, kid one way, him one way, she one way. It was a mess. But the Lord has brought them together again, and actually we are all amazed at what he's doing in Yon, showing tremendous signs of growth and responsibility, initiative, manliness. And Vero is as well changing in her attitude a lot. So anyway, it's good. And the little boy is for once facing parents who are together in training him. And that I'm sure that makes for some uncomfortable moments for him, but they are committed to training him well, and so that's a good thing. Yesterday I had my Sunday school class with the younger teenager, sort of the junior age. I only had two girls in there, so two of our girls, so I and Lorelli were the only ones to come. So I talked with them for a while. I had a good chat. I didn't do a Bible study, just talked with them about the pressure that they face and they experience from their friends. They are the only believers. They're not together. They're good friends, but they don't go to the same school. So each of them is the only one. And it's very, very tough. And Sawad's parents, she's 13. They're not letting her have a phone yet. So that it creates them, you know, that's a big issue, because all of her friends have phones. And yeah, you can imagine what all is going there. So do pray for them. If, as you remember, Soav is Julio and Yvette's daughter. She's the one that doesn't have the cell phone. Sweet girl, quiet, sweet. But, you know, they can get bitter if, you know, if they're not dealt with correctly and they go through these years. And then Lorelli is the other one. She's Carlos and Gloria's daughter. And so I've got them. They're going to be reading a book together this summer. What's it called in English? In His Steps, I think it's called in English. So I'm glad about that. So tomorrow our children go to camp down in central Spain, and I was going to take them, because this was my only opportunity to take them, pretty much, because I'm going to be gone big chunk of July. And then I remembered that tomorrow I have my extra visit there at the endocrinologist and the diabetes center and all that. So they wanted me to come in at 4 months instead of a year this time because of all that thing that happened back in March. So hopefully there won't be any surprises tomorrow, but I have to leave early and do blood work and all that. And so I couldn't take the children. So Juan's going to take them. And Mimi made me a bunch of banana breads today, which I'll take and give to the ladies at the diabetes nurses, and then the doctor and the doctors and the people there in the office. So I always take them something. I've taken them a book each time we've done one, but this was obviously only 4 months away or 4 months after. I don't have any more books, at least not published for them, but. So taking a banana bread and just continuing that opportunity, I'll be giving out books to those who are new and those I meet. I always do, but not to the doctors themselves who already know me and they've gotten everything I've given. Interesting thing, I mentioned to our people on Sunday how happy I was because of something that was a fact happening right now among our congregation, and that is we have three of our ladies. Let me see, one about to be married and two other married ones. Three of our ladies in church separately have on their own in the last month or two made the decision to change jobs or quit their job that requires them to miss church maybe every other Sunday or so. So that's a big issue here. A lot of our ladies work and they'll maybe miss every other Sunday or something like that. So there's three ladies that have said, no more. We're gonna change jobs. We'll do whatever, but we want to be at church on Sundays every Sunday, which is great. I love to hear that. And, yeah, slowly some of the teaching is taking root in some hearts where, you know, in a culture where that's completely against culture, of course. This Saturday, we have Intensive Institute, finally. So that's going to be, it's going to be a busy one. We have the preacher getting in on Friday. His name is Marco Antonio, good friend, pastor down in Madrid area. Coming in on Friday, he'll be with us on Friday, teach all day Sunday, Saturday. He'll stay over on Saturday, and he'll stay over Saturday to Sunday, and I'll have him speak probably in a combined adults group in the first session, and I'll continue my regular session in the regular morning service. And then in the afternoon, it's not entirely set in stone, but I'll probably be driving down to Madrid and I'll take him, and then I will be flying out, Lord willing, on Monday if there are any crazy surprises. cross my fingers and touch wood as I do here. Then I'll fly out on Monday and go to see Mom and Dad for a couple of weeks. So I'm looking forward to that, being in Washington and seeing them. Not looking forward to traveling, but looking forward to being with them. So, and on Saturday, which is going to be my 60th, I'm wanting to start a devotional on YouTube. I've been praying about it for quite a while, and I think I'll be going ahead and doing it. It won't be live, but it'll be published on Saturday, and maybe every Saturday, I'm not sure, called Loving God with All Your Mind. Fascinating topic, and one that has been very much on my mind for the last year or so. So I'm looking forward to that, and Lord willing, that'll happen on Saturday. Then, just 2 days ago, we finally published the Ayer the Miracle second edition, which is basically, he's got some updated information on it, and it has a bunch of pictures that the first ones didn't have. So I'll send that now I'll send a kind of a mock-up for it and the link. Many of you, most of you, maybe all of you already have the book and have read it maybe, but if you haven't or want to use it for a gift, it's well priced now on Amazon, so it's very easy to get. And so it, I think it would make good gifts, birthday gifts or whatever. And if you haven't read it, then I highly recommend it. Of course, it's a fascinating story. It's God's story, not ours. And so hope it'll be a blessing. It's also on Kindle, so that's an option as well. And I think that's it for now. Over 10 minutes this time. Thank you for your prayers. Pray for Jon Vero in the picture and little Marco. And my opportunities to give out some books tomorrow at the clinic there in Pamplona and our children and the camp. And thank you for everything. God bless you. Goodbye.